This is 211. I'm interested if it was something I missed before.
Okay, 211. Is there anybody else out there? Is the 889 go for max? That is wrong, but I've got okay, I've got two people listening. Now, I wrote this, and I'm going to read it, and it's a little bit on the long side, but it's going to give you a good idea of what's going on with the Channel 3 project and how it works. So hang on for that. Okay, tonight I'd like to go a little bit more into the Channel 3 project. The Channel 3 project actually was a predecessor to Ameron itself by about a year. The project started about 2011 and Ameron a year later. What is the Channel 3 project? Since we aren't all ham radio operators, many of us have radios of some sort, it would be nice if we could all talk to each other. But because of the different radios are on different bands and different frequencies, the next best thing is to have something that they all have in common and work with what we have, with what we do have. Some people have a CB radio, some have FRS radios, some have MURS or MERS radios. The reason for having these radios is that the frequencies they use don't require a license to operate. Now you're saying to yourself, I do have a license, a GMRS license, so I will just use GMRS radio to communicate with others, and that will work for you. But what about our neighbors or friends that don't have a GMRS license, but will still be wanting information? By pointing them towards the Channel 3 on their radio, they will have a common frequency to work on. Right? Now, you will also need a CB radio to communicate on channels on CB Channel 3, but many have them. You also need a MERS radio to use that Channel 3. Many have a radio that can be programmed to do MERS frequencies, and most of us know that FRS Channel 3 and GMRS Channel 3 are the same frequency, so you already have an FRS radio. Right? This is WQRR330, continuing on. The bad part about these radios is they don't have a very long reach. 1 to 5 miles is about all they transmit. So at best, they are neighborhood capable, and they will need to be used this way. You, having a GMRS license, can use a local GMRS repeater to get much further coverage, including coverage for much of the southern part of Oregon. Once you have information gleaned from somewhere else, you can go back to your neighborhood and pass it on using the Channel 3 on the radios that others have. They can also use you to ask for help or assistance, and you can relay that need out to a larger group on GMRS. Right? Just be aware that GMRS system relies on the internet to work. The system relies on the internet to work. There are many repeaters themselves rely on grid power. If the grid goes down, we may be back to using just simplex frequencies on the Channel 3 project. Use GMRS. That's the best way. But if that goes down, then for the fallback will be to the Channel 3 frequencies. Great. So far I've talked about local coverage, and that is super important. But what if you want information from an even larger coverage area? I'm talking state and regional coverage, or even nationwide coverage. Here is where Ameron itself comes in. Ameron has state, regional, and nationwide coverage, but there is a gap between the local GMRS or Channel 3 simplex and the state or regional coverage. Right? It takes an HF radio to give us state, regional, and nationwide coverage, and Ameron covers HF. Ameron has in place that coverage, and they practice that coverage weekly and monthly. The AIB we read during the Ameron Net on Sunday evenings came to you through the at HF Practice. Anyone can get this for themselves off the air if you want to. But it takes more radio and time than most people want to invest, right? There are, however, people that do HF all the time, and that all the time takes practice and time. Right now it is happening behind the scenes daily and weekly, right? Okay, back to that gap. The gap between regional and local, this is being filled by someone getting the information from regional and passing it on to local. I have found that the best way to bridge the gap is using the final frequency of the Channel 3 project, and that is the ham frequency, 146.420. Those of you that are ham operators will be expected to listen on 146.420 and get any messages from regional and national and passing this information down to the other Channel 3 project frequencies. Right? Again, this is WQRR330. During the past T-Rex exercise that Ameron had, this is how Ameron practices in real time, I was in charge of passing information down to the Channel 3 project. Right? I tried passing the information down to each of the other Channel 3 project frequencies, but found that I couldn't get that information passed in a timely manner, even though no one was listening and asking questions. If you hams aren't there to help me out, then I will have to try and cover all four of the Channel 3 frequencies, and that's really hard to do. Rick?
Comment.
Go ahead, Breaker.
Nobody was monitoring.
I know. I'm getting to you, Wes. Just hang on a minute.
Back to you.
In the past, when we talked to you about the Channel 3 project, we instructed you to turn to your Channel 3 frequency 2 minutes before the top of the hour and listen till 2 minutes after the top of the hour. This time frame is still valid. I couldn't cover each of the different bands at the same time, and if someone didn't get the message and needed it repeated, it just put me further behind. Right? Here's where you hams are going to be needed to get the information from the 146.420. This has the largest coverage footprint. That's why we use it. And then go to the Channel 3 frequencies and pass the information on to the other operators. It takes a while to pass information on. You can take the time you need, whatever it takes. This 2 minutes before to 2 minutes after the hour was to allow the radio to be turned off to save battery life. I know many of you have ways of charging your batteries if the grid is down. So if it takes more time than just that time, just take the time. Just remember, if the grid goes down, your battery charging may go with it. Now, up to where Wes was, when we was doing the T-Rex, Wes got on the Channel 3 project, 146-420, and we had a discussion, and I did pass the information on to him that did come from National. Just overstayed my welcome. Okay, I'm going to break again. Wes was there, and he got some information, but nobody else was listening, so he even if he wanted to try and pass it on, nobody was listening. So we would encourage you to think about this. Okay, back to my message. Also, the Channel 3 project will work in the other direction. If someone has information that needs to go up the chain, it needs to go the same way. Channel 3 frequencies to ham, 146-420, and then further up to HF. Also, let me break. Also be aware that this type of information will be checked out. If it's something that you overheard in someone else's conversation that his brother-in-law's babysitter heard, it may not pass further up the line. This will be checked out. WQRR330 again. Okay, that's all I've got to say about this. I will take questions. I may not be able to answer them, but here it goes. Give it a shot.
Yeah, Ron from WSBT 89.
Go ahead.
I had a question for you. When you're announcing our Channel 3 here in Klamath Falls, you keep mentioning somebody named Brian. The only two people that does the net on Channel 3 for Klamath Falls is 4779 and me, John, 889. And we were wondering who the Brian is. That's the second time Brian has been called for Klamath Falls for doing the Channel 3.
Well, the only thing I can tell you on that is somewhere somebody got the idea that there was a Brian that was helping out when one of you guys weren't there. So if that's not the case, we'll take that off.
I know we have a Brian in Klamath Falls, but to my knowledge, me and Forrest was talking on Channel 3 on Simplex, and he said that he didn't know who Brian was either. So evidently, I don't know how a Brian got in it, but just letting you know.
Okay, we will take him off. And by the way, I want to tell you that we do appreciate you guys doing that Channel 3 in that area. And we encourage any other place, little towns, whatever, Cave Junction does it, maybe Gold Hill or something like that, they can have their own Channel 3 project. And if they do, they can report back to us, and we'll put their numbers down on this list so that we can track them too. So we appreciate you guys doing that over in Klamath Falls.
Yep, copy that, Ron. Thank you also for what you guys do, you, Kimber, and Max, and everybody. Everybody that does the nets over on your end also. We travel through that a lot. We were actually in the city of Rogue River today pretty much all day and just got back a little bit ago, but... yeah, we appreciate what you guys are doing, too, especially what Jeff and Dale is doing also. It's kind of a pretty neat thing. Thanks for all the information you put out on the Channel 3 project. Hopefully there's a lot of people out there listening that can benefit from it. Appreciate it, Ron.
Okay, thanks for that. Is there anybody else got any questions or something I can answer?
Question.
Go ahead, question.
I've heard a few things about the FCC and a negative, I guess, view of linking repeaters or them coming down on that. Can anybody speak to that?
I cannot speak to that. I don't know anything about it. I've heard the rumors about it. I don't know where it's going to, so I can't. Maybe Jeff is out there listening.